Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, for you are mighty, Jesus. Mane siare na na we siara na bosia na na bosia. Mane na na bosia na 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 we na na we siara. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You've got time and seasons in your hands. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need men to be the God you are. But I know she has a for you.
According to your word, I acknowledge my sins to you and my iniquity and did not hide. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, continually unfolding paths to all his souls. Then you instantly forgave me and the iniquity of my sins. Salah, Psalms 32:5. I acknowledge my sins and my iniquities. I confess my transgressions, and I thank you, Heavenly Father, for taking this guilt from me. Thank you, Lord, that I believe in you, and from my innermost being will flow rivers of living waters, according to John 7:38. Thank you, Lord, that I will confess my transgressions to you. If you will forgive the guilt of my sin, according to Psalms 32:5, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen. We're reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 19. It does says 21 to 38. We will begin, excuse me, Lord. We'll begin from chapter 19, 1, and we'll read all the way through. Praise the Lord. And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them. And he bowed himself with his face towards the ground. And he said, Behold, Now, my Lord's turn. And I pray you into your servant's house and tarry all night to wash your feet all night. And ye shall rise up early and go on your ways. And they said, nay, but he will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him and entered into the house, and he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men which came in into thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. And Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brothers, do not so wickedly. Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do you to them as is good in your eyes. Only to these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, stand back. And they said again, this one fellow came into Shajor, and he will be a judge. Now will he deal worse with thee than with them? And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them, and shut to the door. And they smote the man. Smote, S-M-O-T-E, the man with that where at the door of the house were blindness, both small and great, so that they weared themselves beside the door. And the man said unto Lot, hast thou here any besides son-in-law and thy son and thy daughter and whatsoever thou hast in the city? Bring them out of this place. We're going to pray for that without noise. We're going to pray for concentration and peace right now in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of distraction and the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, the Shakandi, Lord, the Shakuri, the Hande, Nasakuri, the Shakur, no Shukuri, the Hat, and the mighty name of Jesus. Continuing 19, reading from verse 13. For we will destroy this place because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and said unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, up, get thee out of this place, for the Lord will destroy the city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. And when the morning arose, then the angel hasted, not saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he entered, the men laid upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters. The Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him with remember when we, the last time we read, and they were saying, well, if you can just find 25 people, I won't destroy. Well, read on with me. And it came to pass when they had brought them forth, aboard that he said, escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain escape of the mountains, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said to them, oh, not so, my Lord. Behold, now the servant hath found grace in the sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me, and saving my life, that I cannot escape to the mountains, lest some evil take me, and I die. Behold, now the city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. It is not a little one, and my soul shall live. And that was from Genesis 19, 1 through 20. We will continue tomorrow, 21 to 38. Have a very blessed and productive day. We'll continue to worship and praise God.
Oh, God. For your mighty Jesus. My name.